Yeah, Phil Williams here with GoFightLive.tv, getting ready to fight Matt Banda on FSN North. Phil, how's it going?
Oh, I'm going good. How you doing, Brett?
Doing well, doing well. Training going well? You sparring?
Man, I'm sparring every day. I got a little nick on the eye, a little whatnot. Yeah, training is going real good, and sparring is going real good, too. I'll definitely be ready for this fight. I can't wait to get it on, man. And I feel good that I'm finally fighting at a weight I think I should have been at, mm-hmm. at super middleweight. So I think I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to dominate super middleweight. Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
You've been a light heavyweight, Trevin. You've been known for your power. Matt's a little smaller, and he's an experienced fighter with a tough chin. Do you plan on trying to knock him out, or are you going to try to take him the distance?
Well, I'm not going to try to take him the distance. I'm going to be ready for the distance. But if I get to land these punches, I doubt that he's going to be able to stand for the distance. I don't think he's going to be able to go 10. I'm ready for 10. I'm definitely conditioned for it. But I doubt it goes that long. Because mm-hmm. he's never been there. Like you said, he's never been there with a puncher like myself. Mm-hmm. And so we're not banking on that, but we know we got that in the bag.
Mm-hmm. All right. And part of what makes this fight so big is the advertising and the publicity that's gone into it, because Matt's been a big name for a while, and I would guess there's a lot more film of Matt than some of your last opponents. Has that been a factor at all?
No, not really, because I'm not really a film studier. You know, I figure if I do what I need to do, I figure he's going to have to watch what I do. And when we get in a fight, I'm going to dictate it. And, yeah, FSN, they did a real good job with this, and MSC putting this together, man. I appreciate what they've done for this, and they're doing a Minnesota and boxing a favor with this fight. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to us to be top prepared, and we're going to show out.
Mm-hmm. You and Matt are friends, right?
Yeah, that's my buddy, man. He's real cool, but he's a professional, too, and I am as well, so we understand we're getting that ring. For those 30 or 45 minutes, we're not friends. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk after the fight. But right now, it's war time. And that's just what it is after that, man. We can hang out, do whatever.
Definitely. And, yeah, you said you're moving down to the 160s. You plan on staying there?
I'm going to do 160. I don't know if I'm planning on staying there, but I want to stay at super middleweight for sure. But it depends on what 160 does for me, because the middleweight title is a prestigious title. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of big names held that title. You know, from Hopkins, Duran, Hagler, Carlos Monzon. You know, those are great middleweight champions, and I would love to have my name on that belt. Mm-hmm. Or that my face on the belt. So,
face on the belt. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely that's a goal of mine.
Mm-hmm. And your first fight in the 160s was Echols, the guy who fought Hopkins, a big-time middleweight. And you looked like a different fighter in that fight. You had combinations and speed and things like that. Does that have anything to do with your new trainer, Jock Davis?
The reason why I took on the Jock so much, Jock's been around for the last, I'd say, 5 years. I just never... I took on a job because Jock, he's there, and Jock is right there with you. And I feel a real good connection with Jock. Mm-hmm. And when you go in that ring, you got to have people that you know got your back, and y'all together. And this feels more of a camaraderie. If I'm going to war, I want to make sure my people on the side of me, we're together. You know, one unit. We're not separated, and that's what I feel like me and Jock are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, yeah.
And with the new trainer, have you brought any new methods into training, just different pad work, things like that, anything new?
Yes, definitely with the pad work, we do a lot of different stuff that's more of my style, instead of just, you know, of a basic pad work, you know, that you can just get from anybody. It's more catered to my style, and because he kind of feels me and knows where I'm coming from, mm-hmm. he understands certain things that may not be as fundamental. As far as boxing, that is just my style.
Yeah.
So we'll work off that. So we'll perfect what you do best, and that's what makes you a different fighter.
Exactly. And do you consider this the biggest fight of your career so far?
I do. Cause I never prepared for a fight like this before either.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I definitely consider this the biggest fight of my career thus far.
Okay. We know who you want to fight after this. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that. But what are your plans? Let's say you pick up an impressive win on November 13th. What will your immediate plans be?
And being that Vanda's a big door, and Vanda's fought a lot of national fights, that door can open up to a lot bigger than what I was looking for. I was looking at Zach Walters, the Jungle Boy. But if he don't want to step in the ring or fight, we can go on and pass him up and challenge more nationally. Mm-hmm. Because that's what Vanda fight provides for me.
And that's why I'm so excited about this fight. More than anything, the Jungle Boy was more of a me cleaning up my backyard.
Yeah.
And if he was supposed to be crowned the king at the weight division I was at, I want that title. And so I think it's only right for us to fight for it. So, yeah, he's definitely still in my sight.
Exactly. Okay. Anything else you want to say to fans that plan on watching this fight, plans that are fans that may be watching it, anything you want to pitch to them?
Okay, definitely. Man, I love y'all, man. Y'all been sticking with me. Y'all helped me just set, we just set a attendance record at the casino. And, man, I just say keep on, keep doing support, man. I'm just going to keep working hard, man, to keep your support. And, like I said, all I can say, I love you, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks. You know, the fans is why I'm here. And, you know, when you go out there and everybody's yelling for you, or, and it's like, why? You know, you barely know me, but you see me fight, you appreciate my fighting style. And it's just, that's why I like to walk through the audience, yeah. And I take my time, because I'm sucking that up. Because mm-hmm. I'm knowing that, man, y'all why I'm here. You know, it's for real with me. You know, I stop and conversate. I don't just fly by and shake a hand. You know, I stop and talk to you, you know.
Exactly.
I definitely appreciate it. You know?